Welcome to Little Did I Know, the podcast where stories of resilience, reinvention, and transformation take center stage. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Angela. Today's episode is a powerful dive into the professional journey of our very own David Little. From the battlefield to boardrooms, from service in the military to service in humanity, David, your life's path is anything but ordinary.
Thank you both. It's great to be back. I'm honored to share this part of the journey.
Let's start at the beginning, right after high school. What pulled you toward military service?
Honestly, I was just trying to find direction. I'd grown 9 inches my senior year and people noticed, but inside, I still felt uncertain. I enlisted in the Army in 1983. My first hurdle? I was underweight. So I did what any determined 18-year-old would do. I stuffed myself with bananas and heavy cream just to meet the requirement.
That's commitment. What was your boot camp experience like?
Fort Dix was a crucible. I gave it everything. Passed the waiver interviews, formed bonds with fellow recruits. But I failed the final physical test due to underdevelopment. It was crushing. I watched my platoon graduate without me. I went home feeling like I'd failed, but that wasn't the end.
You came home, regrouped, and went straight into the workforce. Tell us about that chapter.
I worked fast food, then landed a job as a janitor at Cohoes Memorial Hospital. It was humbling, but stable. That's where I began rebuilding, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. My sister Sharon and her daughter moved in with me. Life was chaotic, but filled with small victories.
And soon, you were back in uniform, this time with the National Guard.
Exactly. I transferred from the Army Reserve to the New York National Guard. My father had served there, so there was a symbolic thread. I also worked for Key Bank as an account adjuster, my first suit and tie job.
Let's talk about the Navy. What made you take the plunge?
I was bored and underwhelmed by my options. I wanted technical work, not admin. A recruiter suggested gas turbine systems technician electrical. It was hands-on, precise, perfect for me. I enlisted in 1987 and was off to Great Lakes for boot camp.
And you didn't just survive, you led.
Right. I served as the recruit chief petty officer for Company 337. It was a massive responsibility. I led my unit, maintained discipline, and learned the art of calm under pressure. It shaped my leadership style permanently.
David, your memoir touches on a heartbreaking chapter. During your Navy service, you lost your wife, Kathy, and unborn son while deployed. How did you cope?
It was devastating. I channeled my pain into performance. I became highly qualified as an engineering watchstander, stood central control station watch, and was chosen as number one investigator during general quarters. That grief became fuel, though it was heavy to carry.
After the Navy, you didn't slow down. Tell us about your civilian career.
I wore many hats. Safety office manager for a 250-employee shipyard. HR specialist at VA hospitals in Albany and Altoona. Later, I ran GridFix Business Solutions as a coach and consultant. I even became a notary signing agent and served as a DAV chaplain.
Your resume reads like a novel in itself, from park ranger to percussionist. How do you find purpose through such varied roles?
Every chapter gave me something different. Discipline, empathy, creativity, advocacy. I see it as a spiral upward, not a straight line, but always growing.
David, looking back, what lesson stands out most?
That transformation is never final. It's ongoing. Life doesn't ask for perfection, just presence. I went from a kid trying to gain 6 pounds to a man carrying the weight of service, grief, and growth. And through it all, I stayed curious. That's what matters.
Beautifully said. What's next for you?
Finishing Little did I know, From Shadows to Light, the full memoir, and continuing to share stories that help others see the power in their own.
David, thank you for walking us through your incredible journey. Your story is a reminder that resilience is forged one chapter at a time.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Keep showing up for your story. Until next time, keep discovering the light within.